Walt Whitman is an author, an American poet, whose name is universally recognized, though some people might not have read any of his works or know much about him. And in this segment of Area Voices, which does tell the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota, we are talking with Patrick Scully. Patrick Scully is a Minnesota-based professional performer, dancer, theater creator, and for more than 10 years, he's been steeped in the works and life of Walt Whitman. He's bringing his one-man show, Walt Whitman Illuminated, to Bemidji tomorrow night. And in Walt Whitman Illuminated, Patrick Scully blends theater, poetry, and biography into a unique theatrical experience. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Great to have a chance to talk with you this morning.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're here. When did you first experience the literary works of Walt Whitman?
Well, as probably most people in the United States, I first encountered Walt Whitman in high school in an American literature class. Mm-hmm. And I had a pretty radical teacher back in 1969 at Ramsey High School in Roseville. Because she didn't shy away from acknowledging the fact that Walt Whitman was not only one of America's great poets, but he was also a man who loved men. And that was not something that was commonly acknowledged in American literature classes back in the late 60s in Minnesota or anywhere in the United States.
Right. She sounds like a great teacher.
She was.
So he is a man who, in addition to being a man who loved men, he had this profound ability to assess humanity and his place within it. What are some of the things that you really love about Whitman and the messages that he shares through his writing?
One of the things that I really love about Whitman is his love of democracy from the most profound level. He assumes this sort of shared existence with other people and with other living things. I mean, one of his great lines, you know, I celebrate myself and what I assume you shall assume, for every atom belonging to me as good belongs to you. He's not about separating himself from people. He's about connecting himself to people. And I find that really inspiring.
When did you think, or when did it come to you, that this man's story and words need to be brought to the stage and I'm the guy to do it?
You know, somewhere 14, 15 years ago, I got three emails all within a very short period of time from different people. And each of these emails ended with a different quote from Whitman. And as I saw that, I thought to myself, I think the universe is trying to tell me something. Let me look into this and see if there isn't something deeper for me to do here regarding Walt Whitman. And that just led me on a journey, reading one thing, leading another, and the more I read, the more excited I got. Until eventually this show manifested.
Right. And I know that there are, you're bringing a one-man show to Bemidji, but I know that there is a larger scale production that includes a lot of dancers and choreography, and it's just a whole different scale production. How did it take shape exactly? Did you have an image in your mind? It just come to you, or did it kind of have to steep and brew a little bit?
You know, as I started reading and started making notes, pretty soon I realized that, like, I had a whole kitchen full of food and there was only room for one great meal. In other words, I had a lot of very, I think, really fascinating stuff that there just wasn't room for in the show. So one of the big work that I faced was how to keep editing this down so that it was not an epic of 5 hours on stage, but in other words, how to trim it down to what it is now, which is just a little bit over an hour on stage. That was one of the hardest things because there was so much exciting stuff there for me. But then I began with two actors and 18 dancers, and I have two versions of the show that I do now, the unplugged version, which I'll be doing in Bemidji. And then I have a more high-tech version of the show in which I include video footage of the dance that came from the rehearsals and the performance when I first did the show 4 years ago. And that's actually the version of the show that I'll be doing at the Guthrie Theater when I present this same show at the Guthrie next July. It's basically the same text, but a little bit more elaborate in terms of layering with involving both video projection and live dance as part of the show.
I'm talking with Patrick Scully. He's a playwright, an actor, a dancer, and a Walt Whitman aficionado. His show, Walt Whitman Illuminated, will be performed one night only at the Eagles Club in Bemidji in conjunction with the Beltrami County Historical Society fundraiser. And Patrick, I'm wondering, in your opinion, what is it about Walt Whitman that does make him one of the great all-American poets?
Well, you know, before Whitman published his poetry, Ralph Waldo Emerson, who was one of the great literary voices in America in the 19th century, kept saying to the world, America needs to find its poet. We need a poetic voice that can speak for all of us. And somehow Whitman, when he heard that, I think had the courage to say, I think I'm that person. I'm going to write that. And Whitman was pretty radical as a poet in that stylistically, he decided he threw rhyme and meter out the window. He decided that every poem did not need to rhyme and every poem did not need to have a predictable rhythm to it. That was in the 19th century, that was a really radical thing to do. And some people just dismissed his poetry just because it didn't rhyme and didn't have meter. But perhaps even more radical was the fact that Walt Whitman was writing more from a common man's point of view. Much of the literary tradition had been, this is something for the highly educated and upper class people to do. And Whitman decided that he was going to write more from a commoner's point of view. And this didn't sit so well. Some people just thought, you know, well, who is he? You know, he doesn't even, you know, who is his father? He doesn't even have a high school education. So Whitman was radical in deciding that, you know, he did have something to say. And he happened to be in some ways in the right place at the right time. He was living in Washington when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. And he wasn't there at the time, but, Peter Doyle, one of the great love of his life, actually was in the theater when Lincoln was shot. And two of Whitman's perhaps best-known poems are memorials or elegies to Abraham Lincoln. One, probably the best-known, is called O Captain, My Captain. And another one, probably even more elegant, is called When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed. And in it, Whitman mourns the passing of this great American, Abraham Lincoln, who he used to see regularly in the streets in Washington, D.C. They never spoke in the streets in Washington, but Whitman knew that back at his law practice in Springfield, Illinois, Abraham Lincoln used to read aloud to his coworkers from Leaves of Grass because he found the poetry so inspiring.
That's fascinating. You know, Walt Whitman was just a champion of inclusiveness and really seeing the beauty in everything. How do you see or hope to see your theater production impacting your audiences on a personal level?
Well, you know, when we read a book or poetry by somebody, often, you know, we have that experience, those words from the page. But the experience of it, I think, becomes much richer when we know more about who wrote those words and why they wrote them. And so what I hope to illuminate in this show is, what's the life of the man who wrote this poem? Well, who is this guy? What were his struggles? What were his challenges? What were his triumphs? And Whitman did face challenges. For example, some very conservative people in Boston insisted that his Leaves of Grass were obscene, and he ended up not being able to republish the book in Boston. He was banned in Boston. But Whitman, being very much a media person, made the most of it and republished in Philadelphia and used the attention from getting banned in Boston to that notoriety helped him become more famous and helped him sell his book to many more people. But he did face the real possibility that being banned in Boston might mean that he wouldn't be able to distribute his book via the U.S. mail because, you know, they were threatening to declare that the book was obscene. You know, and for a writer to be told, well, your book may not have the possibility of being distributed is horrific.
Right. And he actually distributed it several different times.
Yeah. You know, if it had a different name, a more generic name, the Leaves of Grass would be called The Collected Poetry of Walt Whitman. Yeah. And so when he published it in 1855, the first time, it was a pretty thin volume. When the final volume came out, what's called the Deathbed Edition in 1892, it was a pretty fat book. And so it grew over the years as Whitman continued to add to it and revise over time.
That is Patrick Scully. You can see him and his performance of Walt Whitman Illuminated at the Eagles Club in Bemidji tomorrow night. That's Thursday, October 4th. The event is a fundraiser for the Beltrami County Historical Society. The cost of attending is $25. That includes appetizers and refreshments. And thank you, Patrick Scully, for bringing Walt to the stage.
Oh, you're welcome. I look forward to bringing the show to Bemidji and getting to share it with everyone there.